USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some major retailers are limiting the sale of baby formula amid ongoing shortages. A rep for CVS saying they're only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products per purchase in stores and online. Walgreens issuing a similar limitation at its stores to improve inventory. Other reports show Target and Walmart are also limiting purchases. The shortage of baby formula is partly due to a major production facility in Michigan being shut down as a result of a federal investigation into reports of contaminated products. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished the required training on howitzers given to them by the United States. Kirby adding more than 150 additional soldiers are being trained right now. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease. And there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the Ultimate Niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.